A very good morning to one and all.
主内弟兄姐妹们平安。
I want to thank the Chinese committee for inviting me to share God's word with you.
谢谢中文部的同工会邀请我来证道。
I send you greetings from the English congregation.
代表英文部向弟兄姐妹们问安。
Today is a special day for some people.
对于某些人来说是今天是特别的日子。
We'd like to say to all the mothers a blessed Mother's Day.
要祝各位在座的母亲们母亲节蒙恩。
Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
在我们还没有开始之前，我们一起向神祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
We praise you and thank you for gathering us in worship.
我们感谢你，赞美你，带领我们聚集在这里敬拜你。
May you search each one of us.
愿主你审查我们每一个人的心。
Take away all sins from us.
从我们中间除去罪恶。
Any presumptuousness.
一切的这些假设。
And wickedness from us.
或者在我们的心中的罪恶。
And cleanse us so that we may be clean again.
求主你除去，使我们再次得到主你的洁净。
Clothe us with the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
愿主你以基督耶稣的公义来披戴我们。
So that our service and love for each other may be acceptable before your sight.
愿我们在这里的聚集敬拜能够蒙主你的喜悦。
Hide thy servants before thy cross.
求主你把我们藏在你的十字架背后。
That only Christ may have the preeminence.
只有基督在我们当中来居首位。
Be with us, Lord.
求主与我们同在。
Glorify thyself in our midst.
愿你主你得到荣耀高举。
We give you thanks in Jesus' most precious name.
我们如此感谢，乃是奉靠耶稣基督宝贵圣名。Amen.
Amen. We have just celebrated. Good Friday and Easter.
我们纪念到主耶稣的受难，以庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
Following that, there's another important event which is recorded in the Bible, but is very seldom preached from the pulpit.
接下来也是很重要的一个事件，记载在圣经，但是确实很少在崇拜中讲传讲的。
I'm referring to the ascension of Christ, which occurred 40 days after.Christ rose from the dead.
就是耶稣基督升天，就是耶稣基督复活后的四十天发生的。
Please turn to Luke chapter 24.
请我们打开路加福音第二十四章。
Do you know that only Luke has been given the special privilege to record this ascension of Christ?
你是否晓得，只有路加被特别有这个特权来记住耶稣基督的升天呢？
And he recorded it twice.
而他记录了两次。
One in the book of Luke, as well as in the Acts of the Apostles.
一次是在路加福音，另一次是在使徒行传。
The Gospel of Luke, we know, records the Christ's ministry on earth.
我们从路加福音知道耶稣基督在记录耶稣基督在世上的事工。
And his victory on the cross and ascension to heaven.
他在十字架的得胜，并且他升到天上去。
Well, the book of Acts tells us about the descent of the Holy Spirit.
而使徒行传记载到圣灵的降临。
And the fulfillment of his great commission.
而完成了而成就这个大使命。
In the establishment of his church.
就是来建立基督的教会。
So these two interlocking histories.And begin with the ascension of Christ.
而这两个互相交叉关联的历史呢，就开始在耶稣基督的升天。
So on the day of ascension, the church celebrates Christ's physical departure from the world and his glorification in heaven with God the Father.
所以就在耶稣基督升天的那日，教会庆祝了耶稣基督的离开这个世界。而且也纪念到他的在这天上荣耀的与父在一起。
So I'd like to consider three aspects of Christ's ascension.
所以让我们来思想这三基督升天的三方面事项。
The facts, the significance, and the application.
就是耶稣基督升天的事实，它的重要性，还有它的如何应用在我们的生命上。
We know that after Christ rose from the dead, he did not immediately go up to heaven.
直到耶稣基督他复活之后，他不是马上就升天。
He waited 40 days.
他复活之后在地上40天。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么呢？
If you turn to Luke 24,
假如你看路加福音第24章，
He made two important observations.
你可以看到两个重要的观察。
You look at verse 36. I ask Job to read for us.
路加福音24章第36节，正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。
We know that during the 40 days, he met with his disciples.
我们知道在这40天里面，耶稣基督见他的门徒。
We know also that before he appeared, the disciples were very afraid.
我们也知道耶稣基督显现之前，门徒都很惊慌。
They were confused and they were distraught by the fact that Christ has died and left them.
他们很混乱，很忧心如焚，知道耶稣基督已经死了，而且离开他们了。
Their whole world had collapsed suddenly.
他们的全世界好像崩溃了。
And they were left to fend for themselves without their leader.
他们好像没有领袖那样要来保护自己。
It was in that state of despair, uncertainty, and helplessness and confusion that the resurrection of Christ brought them joy, hope, renewed strength, and power.
而我们看见他们在那个绝望、在那不肯定、而无助、混乱的时候呢，耶稣基督的复活却带给他们喜乐、盼望、更新的力量还有能力。
So in that short 40 days,
在这短短的40天里，
two things happen.
有两件事发生。
Firstly, Christ conducted what I call a catechism class for the disciples.
首先就是耶稣基督来举行这个我所说所谓的这个教义问答的班。
If you look at verse 44 and 45,
假如我们看路加福音二十四章第四十四到四十五节说，
I ask Brother Job to read.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知和书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
Jesus opened their understanding of scriptures.
耶稣基督开他们的心窍，明白圣经。
He taught them the truth of God's word.
教他们圣经的真理。
He reveals to them that from God's word regarding his sonship, messiahship, his mission and future events.
耶稣基督透过神的话语告诉门徒们，他的是属于神儿子的身份，他弥赛亚的身份，他的门徒的使命，还有将来要发生的事。
He taught them everything that they need to know.
他教导他们一切所需要知道的。
From the beginning to the end.
从开头到结束。
To equip them and to mature them.
装备他们，使他们能够成熟。
So what does this tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
The word of God is very important.
上帝的话语是重要的。
In order to love Christ and to understand Christ, you need to know the word of God.
我们要来明白基督，爱基督，我们必须要认识神的话。
Secondly, in verse 48,
第二方面在第四十八节，
He gave them the Great Commission.
耶稣基督给他们大使命。
He gave them the marching order to preach the gospel.
他给他们这个命令来传讲神的福音。
And he gave them the promise of the Holy Spirit to help accomplish the evangelism of the world.
并且赐下他的应许圣灵来帮助他们完成这个使命。
So we have a commission.
所以我们有这个大使命。
We must share the good news with others.
我们必须向他人传讲好消息。
This is the marching order of Christ for the church.
这是耶稣基督对他的教会的命令。
Let us now turn to Acts chapter 1.
现在我们来看《使徒行传》第一章。
Reading from 9 verses 9 to 12.
我们要读第九到十二节。那里说，说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边，说：加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎么样往天上去，他还要怎么样来。有一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，约有安息日可走的路程。当下门徒从那里回耶路撒冷去。
In this passage, Luke uses four Greek words to describe the various aspects of the ascension of Christ.
在这段经文里面呢，路加他用了四个特别的这个来，就是在希腊文来形容耶稣基督升天的这四个要点。
If you look at verse 9, first part,
我们看第九节，
it is stated as they were looking, he was taken up.
第九节说，当他们正看的时候，他就被取上升。
The Greek word for taken up is apati.
在那里被取上升，希腊文就是取上的意思。
This verb is commonly used to indicate something which is lifted up, and the word is used, for instance, in relation to hoisting a sail.
这个词呢，在希腊文用的时候是升起、吊起来的意思，特别是在希腊文所用的就是吊起这个帆、扬帆，这个帆船的这个帆吊起来一样。
And in verse 9 again, the second part.
在第九节的后半部，
It is revealed that a cloud received him out of their sight.
这里告诉我们，一朵云彩把他接去。
The Greek word for receive up is hepulaban.
在那里，希腊文的这个取就是接云彩把它接去，这个接去。
It seems that he was supported by a cloud.
看起来就是一朵云彩来支撑着他。
There is some significance in the fact that clouds are mentioned not in the context of Christ's ascension, but also in relation to his coming back again.
而这个云彩的形容呢，不单是形容到耶稣基督的上升，也形容到耶稣基督的再来，也是在云彩中降临。
Then you look at verse 10.
在第十节。
There's a third word that was used.
有第三个词我们要看的。
It's poriomeno, which translated as he went.
就是这第三个词呢，就在第十节那里说往上去。
It means that he is going on a journey which will lead to a conclusion.
这意味着他是往这一个路程上去来总结。
So the ascension is regarded as a departure from earth, but also a journey to heaven.
而这个升天呢，被形容成离开这个世界，也是一个到天上的路程呢。
Then there's another last fourth word that is used in verse 11.
在第十一节也用了第四个词
，analeptesis, which is translated as receive up,
就是被接上去这个词。
This is very climatic.
这是一个很高峰的这个观念。
As he was going, he was brought up to heaven.
当他去的时候，他就被接上去了。
It has the same meaning as the first word.
这也跟这个第一个词的意思有相同的意思。
And it has the meaning of being taken up aboard a ship.
就是他被在天空上被接上去，就好像就是上一个船，坐船那样上去。
So I'm going to give a quotation from this Reverend John Volwood.
我要引用这个 John 牧师的这句话。
So I'm going to read the whole quotation first before I ask Brother Job to give the interpretation.
好，我先读英用英语，然后会要来接下来来翻译。
Okay. So combining the concept of the four words, the entire picture of the ascension is given. So the first word.In the passive form in which it is used, makes clear that the ascension is upward and that the Father is taking his Son to heaven. The second word indicates that once Christ was in the atmospheric heaven, he was received by clouds, probably a natural cloud. The third word connotes that the ascension was a journey, not merely a disappearance or a change of state, but an actual transmission.From earth to heaven. Then the last word concludes the picture by indicating that Christ was received into heaven as the destination of his journey.
这一段的形容由这个约翰牧师他所讲的，在第一个词呢，他被接上去的时候呢，他的意思是意味着父在接子上去。第二个词呢，接去的时候呢，也是意味着耶稣基督他乃是被云取去，是一个自然的这个云的这个状态。那么第三个词呢，接去也意味着。耶稣基督上升天呢，他乃是一个路程，而不是从这个现在的这个状况中消失，乃是呢，他是从一个空间到另外一个空间，就是从地上到天上。那么第四个词呢，被接上去的时候呢，也是给我们看见一个图画，耶稣基督在被接上天，就是到他这个天上的这个目的地。
So let's summarize.
所以我们很简短的说
The ascension of Christ took place 40 days after the resurrection.
耶稣基督的升天是在他复活之后40天内。
And it took place at the Mount of Olives.
而是在这个橄榄山上。
It was witnessed by the apostles.
也由这个使徒来见证。
Jesus talked with them and then lifted up his hands to bless them.
耶稣基督跟他们谈完话之后，他就举手祝福他们。
And then he was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight.
他就被接上身，然后云彩把他从他们眼中把他接去。
There's a beautiful promise.
这是美丽的应许。
That Christ will come back again after the pattern of the ascension.
就是耶稣基督会照他上去的时候那样再来。
Jesus Christ will come back again.
耶稣基督会再回来。
Bodily.
就是以他复活的身体回来。
You can see him.
你可以看见他。
You can hear him.
你也可以听见他。
You can also touch him.
你也可以感受他。
And he says that his feet will touch the Mount of Olives.
他就是会到这个橄榄山上降临。
What a great encouragement it is to us.
这是对我们何等的一个大的盼望与安慰呢？
We come to the significance of the ascension.
我们就来看耶稣基督升天的重要性。
The ascension was a vital link in a chain of fulfilled prophecy.
这个升天呢是很重要的一个连接，就是关于先知的预言，成就先知的预言。
Both in the Old Testament and the promises of Jesus Christ.
也讲到这个新约旧约对于基督的这个预言应许。
There are many verses which tells us about these prophecy.
有在这段的这个应许里面有许多的经文有谈到。
But I'll give you just two passages.
但是我只给你大家两段的经文。
If you turn to Psalm 110, verse 1.
假如我们翻开诗篇第110篇第一节，那里说，大卫，耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Then you turn over to Acts chapter 2, verses 32 to 36.
我们就翻开《使徒行传》第二章三十二到三十六节，说：“这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上。”但自己说，主对我说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
This was Peter's first public sermon.
这是彼得第一个公开的讲道。
And he tells the people that he is a witness that Jesus ChristGod has raised him to heaven.
而彼得见证了耶稣基督被神接升天。
And Peter says, "This is Christ's exaltation."
这就是耶稣基督被高举。
Entry into heaven by the power of God, according to scriptural prophecy.
照着这个圣经的预言，借着神的能力得进入天上。
And God has made this Jesus Christ.Both Lord and Christ or Messiah.
而神使这位被钉死的耶稣呢，为主，为弥赛亚，为基督，为弥赛亚。
And if you turn to Ephesians chapter 1,
假如我们看以弗所书第一章
verses 20 to 23, you tell us what did God do for Christ?
让我们看见神如何在基督身上所做的这个大能力。在以弗所书第一章二十到二十三那里说，就是照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
There are at least six things that God did for Christ.
神对耶稣基督所做的最少有六件事。
Firstly, God raised him from the dead.
首先就是神使他复活了。
Secondly, God exalted him at his own right hand.
第二就是神将他高举，以他的右手将他高举。
Thirdly, God gave him authority over all powers, good and evil, under himself.
第三就是神赐给他权柄，胜过一切的能力，善与恶。
Fourthly, God gave him a name.Which is above every name except God the Father.
第四样就是神赐他那超乎万民之上的名，除了父神之外。
Fifthly, God put all things under Christ's feet.
第五样就是神将一切万物都伏在他脚下。
And lastly, God gave him headship of the church.
而第六样就是神赐他为教会的元首。
A question may be asked.
问题要问的是
Since Christ is now exalted,
既然耶稣基督被高举
So what is he doing at the right hand of God?
而他在神的右手边做什么呢
Firstly, the Lord is now made a royal high priest and king.
首先就是耶稣基督被就是成为有君尊的大祭司和君王。
He lives forever.
他是永远活着。
He holds a permanent priesthood.
他拥有这个永久的这个君尊的祭司身份。
There's no need for animal sacrifice. There's no need for temple. There's no need for all the rituals.
不需要任何的这些仪式或者是动物的这个牺牲来献祭。
He is ruling from heaven.
他是在天上掌权的。
Secondly, he rules and protects his church.
就是第二方面，他管理并且保守他的教会。
Jesus loves the church.
耶稣基督爱教会。
He gives the Holy Spirit.
他赐下圣灵。
The Holy Scriptures.
圣经。
He gives gifted men to help the church.
赐下才干的人来帮助教会。
And he gives them power to do great works.
赐下能力给他们做更大的事。
Thirdly, he governs the universe.
第三方面就是他掌管这个宇宙。
And to the end that God's purposes for the church may be fulfilled.
直到到最后神的这个目的在教会的身上得以成全。
Fourthly,
第四样。
And this is the beautiful part.
这就是美丽的一件事。
He intercedes for his people.
他为他的百姓代求。
On the basis of his completed sacrifice.
就是在他完全牺牲的这个基础上。
And he's our advocate with the Father.
他也是在神的面前为我们代求的。
You know, a lot of times we fail God.
我们许多时候令神失望。
We know all the commandments and all the promises of God, but we do not keep them.
我们知道神的许多的这个命令和这个诫命，但是我们却没有去遵守。
We fail again and again.
我们一次又一次的失败。
And then we feel ourselves we are not fit to be children of God.
我们就感觉到自己不配为神的儿女。
Because we do not love God.
因为我们没有爱神。
But do you know what?
你知道吗？
God still loves us.
神仍旧爱我们。
Just like the mother who loves the child. Irrespective of how much time and how many times they have failed her.
神的爱就好像母亲的爱对儿女的爱一样，不管儿女有多少的失败，母亲还是爱儿女。
The mother always finds it in the heart to forgive the child.
母亲常常在心里面来原谅她的儿女。
And to love the child.
来爱她的儿女。
And the beautiful thing about God's love is that God always loves us.
这美丽的神的爱的美丽的一面就是神永远爱我们。
And the story of the prodigal sons just reminds us that God's love is so beautiful.
就是这个浪子的比喻再次提醒我们，神仍旧爱我们。
So Christ is in heaven praying for you and for me.
所以基督现在在天上为你和我来代求。
He's praying that your love will not fail.
他在为我们的爱不会放弃的爱来祷告。
And that your faith will also not fail.
使我们的信心不会灰心。
And that you will have strength to love God and obey Him.
使我们有这个力量来爱神，还有遵行他的话。
The other aspect about this God's love. Sorry, let me say that again. You know, many a times, Satan will whisper to our ears.
许多时候，撒旦在对我们悄悄地说。
He said, "Look, I have this long list of sin that you have committed."
他说，你看，我有这一长长的这个清单，你所犯的一切的罪。
You say you are a Christian.
你说你是基督徒。
But do you know that you have committed all this sin?
你却犯了这么多的这些罪。
And he brings it up to heaven and say, "Hey, look at this. This is what he has done."
这是在他带到天上跟上帝说，这就是你所做的这些罪。
And you know what Jesus will say to him?
你知道耶稣基督会对他怎么说？
"This, I have died for this child."
我已经为这个孩子死了。
My blood can wash away all the sin.
我的血也可以洗净他一切的罪。
This list, I have already paid for all the sins of this child.
我已经为这个他所犯的一切罪付上赎价。
You cannot accuse him before the Father.
你不能就在父面前再指控他。
So Christ is both interceding for us as well as advocating for us.
耶稣基督一方面为我们代求，也为一方面为我们来保护来辩护。
So we can be confident.
所以我们有这个信心
that God's love for us is from everlasting to everlasting.
所以我们可以说，神对我们的爱是从以前到永远都是永存的。
It changes not.
他的爱不改变。
It's on basis of what Christ has done for us.
这是因着耶稣基督为我们所做的。
So if we fail, we should come back to God.
假如我们失败跌倒，我们必须回到神的面前。
And let our relationship with Him be restored.
让我们与他恢复关系。
Okay, the fifth point is He is preparing a place for us in heaven.
第五方面就是他在天上为我们预备地方。
This is always a comfort for all of us.
这对我们是一个安慰。
That God will always reserve a place for us.
神会在天上为我们预备地方。
Then last point is from heaven, He waits for the time of His final victory.
在天上，他等候他的最后这个得胜的时间。
When all His enemies will be subdued.
就是等他一切的仇敌都伏在他以下。
So we go to the third division, the application.
所以我们就来看到第三方面如何应用在我们生命中。
I ask Brother Job to read from Ephesians 4, verse 8.
好，我们来看以弗所书第四章第八节，那里说，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
And Psalms 24, 7 to 8.
诗篇第二十四篇七到八节说，众臣们啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要被举起，那荣耀的王将要进来。荣耀的王是谁呢？就是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上有能的耶和华。
So King David and the Apostle Paul in vision saw the Savior's ascension, and they describe this scene or imagery in poetic and flowery languages.
而诗人大卫和使徒保罗在他们的意象中看见耶稣救主的升天，他们以这样的图画，以诗篇的这样的形容，还有花一般的语言来形容这样的图画。
In the Roman times, when generals and kings returned from war,
在这个罗马的帝国的时代，当将军和或者君王从战场上回来，
They would celebrate their victory in a very grand way.
他们会用很隆重的仪式来庆祝他们的这个得胜。
The whole cavalry will be riding through the streets of the capital.
他们的军队会骑着马经过这个首都的这个街道。
All their trophies of war, the bounties, their prisoners, etc., etc., will be paraded before them.
他们的战利品，例如他们所掳掠的这些，包括他们的这战犯呢，会在前面走在他们的前面。
And all the citizens will be assembled. They'll be crowded to the windows. They'll be filling the streets. They'll throng the housetops. Then they will shower down acclamations and garlands of flowers upon the conquering hero as he rode along.
那些在街道上的居民百姓呢，他们就会拥到这个窗口，挤在那个街上，并且在屋顶上，在那里欢呼，撒下这些花朵来给他们这个得胜的这个英雄，让他骑着马经过的时候。
Such a scene on earth was most likely what also occurred in heaven.
这样的一个在地上的情景，很可能就是在天上耶稣基督的情景。
When our Lord returns to heaven, He will be greeted by angels and glorified spirit before He sat down on the celestial throne amidst universal acclamations.
这样的情景就是好像耶稣基督回到天上，为天使所祝贺，还有这个荣耀的这个圣灵，并且呢，他坐在这个天上的宝座上呢的，在这个宇宙的这个欢呼中。
Turn to Psalm 68, and you read from 17 to 18 to get a glimpse of this.
我们来看这个诗篇第六十八篇第十七到十八节有这样的一个印象，来看就是神的车里累万盈千，神在主在其中，好像在西乃圣山一样。你已经升上高天，掳掠仇敌，你在人间，就是在悖逆的人间受了贡献，叫耶和华神可以与他们同住。
And Colossians chapter 2 verse 15，
而哥罗西书第二章第五十十五节也说到，即将一切执政的掌权的掳来明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
And what a victory Christ's ascension is，
这是何等的胜利呢？当耶稣基督升天。
Do you realize that Christ did not enter into heaven without first winning all the decisive battlesover all our enemies？
你是否晓得耶稣基督还没有升上天以前，他已经要得胜了世上所有一切的仇敌呢？
Can you imagine if we have fought one battle and lost another battle, or did not win all the battles and he has returned home? How do you like such a leader？
你是否可以想象中，就是打胜了仗或者输了一场仗，然后没有完全的胜利就回到天上呢？
No， we are not fighting for victory， but we are fighting from victory。
不是的，耶稣基督已经胜过这一切。我们不是为了胜利而战，我打仗，我们是因为已经得到胜利了，所以我们来战。
But you say, All the same, we are still in pain and we are still suffering.
我们在这世上仍然有这个痛苦，仍然受苦。
Where is the victory?
胜利何在呢？
I want to tell you from the Bible conclusively that the victory has already been won.
我要从圣经里面告诉大家，就是这个胜利已经得到了。
Christ has already started the whole process and he has been crowned the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
耶稣已经完成一切，他已经是那位万主之主、万王之王了。
He has been gathering all his citizens into the kingdom of God.
他已经聚集了他的百姓进入天堂了，进入天国了。
Yes, we do not become perfect the moment we become a Christian.
虽然我们在成为基督徒的时候，我们还没有达到完全。
We still have this body of sin.
我们还有这带罪的身体。
We still suffer pain. We still have sorrow. We still have tears.
我们也有痛苦，我们也有忧伤，我们也有眼泪。
But I want to remind you that we have the Spirit of God.
但是我们要被提醒，就是我们有神的圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵。
We have the promises of God.
我们也有神的应许。
We have the church.
我们也有教会。
We have gifted men.
我们有这个才干的人。
We have the avenue of prayer.
我们也有这个祷告的这个管道。
All these are to help us to overcome our weaknesses, our sin, and our decay.
这些都是帮助我们来胜过我们的软弱，我们的这些败坏。
Yes, one day we all will die.
有一天我们都会被朽坏。
But we have the hope that we will be glorified as in Christ.
但是我们有这个盼望，就是我们有基督那荣耀的这个身体。
So we must not be downcast.
我们不要觉得好像很沮丧。
We must not be despairing.
我们也不要感到灰心。
We must come to him in adoration.
我们必须来到他的面前，充满了这个崇拜。
Praise and worship.
赞美还有敬拜他。
You remember when the disciples discovered that Christ has rose from the dead, what was their attitude or what was their reaction?
你是否记得当门徒发现到耶稣基督已经复活了，他们的反应是什么呢？
They were full of joy.
他们充满了喜乐。
Full of hope.
充满了盼望。
Full of confidence.
充满了信心。
Because Christ is alive.
因为耶稣基督已经复活了。
So Christ is risen.
因为耶稣基督复活。
He is now in heaven.
他现在在天上。
He is seated on the throne.
他在神的宝座右边。
And is fully in control.
而他是完全的掌权。
All that we see happening in this world.
你在这世上所看见发生的事。
Has a purpose.
都有一个目的。
And they fulfill God's will.
来完成神的旨意。
Yes. And God's will be done. And his kingdom will come.
而神的旨意要被成全，而他的国也会降临。
So Christ will help us, right, overcome all our difficulties and all our struggles.
耶稣基督会帮助我们胜过一切的困难还有我们的挣扎。
Peter said, cast upon him all your cares, for he careth for you.
因为彼得说，你们要将一切的忧虑都卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
You know what's the attitude of the psalmist when he knows that God is so good?
你看到诗人的他的态度是怎么样，当他知道神的良善。
Let's look at Psalm 68.
让我们看诗篇第68篇。
Let's read together verses 3 to 4.
我们一起来读诗篇第68篇第3到4节。诗篇68篇第3到4节。我们一起来读诗篇第68篇第3到4节。一二三。唯有义人必然欢喜，在神面前高兴快乐。你们当向神唱诗，歌颂他的名，为那坐车行过旷野的修平道路。他的名是耶和华，要在他面前欢乐。
Rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
你们要喜乐，我在说你们要喜乐。
So I will conclude with Hebrews chapter 4.
所以我要以希伯来书第四章做总结。
From 14 to 16, let's read together.
这是希伯来书第四章14到16节，我们一起翻开来读。希伯来书第四章第14到16节，找到的话我们一起读。希伯来书四章14到16节，我们既有一位已经升入高天尊荣的祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Isn't it a beautiful verse?
这是一个很美的诗应许。
So I want to post a challenge for you.
现在我给大家一个挑战。
Firstly, how can I honor my risen Lord and soon coming King?
我们如何来荣耀这位复活的主，还有再来的君王呢？
Secondly, how can the church glorify her exalted head? And soon coming bridegroom.
而教会如何来荣耀他这个高升的这个元首和要再来的这个新郎呢？
Think about this too.
让我们一起来思想。
Let us pray.
我们一起向神祷告。
O God,